But now she sees me come out here in different ones. And so a lot of the time when the sun's not shining on me, I get out on the patio because it's just hollering and just a congregation of folks in here, you know, and you just can't, I'd love to come out here for quietness, you know, to get away from the hollering. Yeah. We have it everywhere now.
Yeah. Okay. If you use the word common about a person, what would it mean?
Well, it means that they do so many things that, high-minded people don't do. Very common.
So it's a bad thing.
Yes, bad reputation that they have.
Yeah. Okay, what if you said that a girl was very common? What would that mean?
Well, her conduct is such that she wouldn't be called a high class.
Yeah. It means something different, though, when you talk about a girl.
Well, I really don't know. Maybe that's the way they speak of her, if she runs around with men and that. You know, not high-minded.
Yeah. Okay, now if you were talking about someone who was old, but still got around real well, didn't get tired, and, you know, real
very active and high-minded and everything.
But an old person who still gets around, acts like, you know, gets around as well as someone who's about 30 years younger. What would you say?
Well, he's just so fine and inspiring to be that age that he can go on and do these things that he did when he was back when he was younger. You admire him for it.
Would you use the word spry or trappy or peppy or chipper? Or?
Well, I don't know whether that word spry would mean it. It means that I would think that he was very active and, you know, well and strong and like that.
Okay. Would you use the word about spry about children?
No, I don't know that I would with a child.
Okay. What word would you use?
They're very active or they're so-and-so and like that.
Okay. Say your children were out later than usual. You say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
worried about them.
Or a little...
concerned about them.
Or a little...
uneasy.
Okay. You say, well, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
afraid.
Okay.
She's a good girl. Who is in here?
See, she's...
I don't know where you want to go.
Okay, you say, you know that song, The Old Gray Mare, She Ain't What
She Used to Be.
Okay, you say, I don't understand why she's afraid now, she...
Where do you want me to go?
You say, I don't understand why she's afraid now, she...
No, there isn't anything wrong there.
Yeah.
Either one.
Or, you say, used to be, she wasn't afraid.
Of anything, yeah.
You say, she... what? Would you say she didn't used to be afraid, or she used to be afraid, or how? What I'm looking for is the opposite of used to be. How do you say that?
Well, she isn't capable of all that she used to be.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, if somebody leaves a lot of money on the table, then goes out with the door unlocked, you say that person was mighty...
risky.
Or mighty what with his money? Mighty?
Careless about how he left it out of car. It's a temptation. I think those things are temptation to weaker people who might come along.
Okay. You say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
crazy.
Okay. What if she doesn't like to... not very sociable. You say, she acts kind of... word meaning odd or peculiar.
Yes,
she
odd.
Acts kind of...
she's not responsible. She don't feel responsible for life in the way she does.
Yeah.
I don't know the word that would be proper, though.
Would you say kind of queer?
Yes, queer. That would be...
what does that word mean exactly?
Well, it means she's different to other people.
Yeah. Has that word changed meanings recently that you know of?
Do what?
Has that word changed meanings recently that you know of?
Well, let's see.